IG Publishers is pleased to present Benji Goes to School by Sarah J. Yoder. Read by Fern Ebersol. This is complete and unabridged, a story to inform, illuminate, and inspire.
Chapter 1. A Rule That Fits Everywhere. Benji looked around at his family. It was after supper and the chores were all done. It was the best part of the day, Benji thought, when they were all together like this. Sometimes after supper, Dad or Mom would tell the children Bible stories. Sometimes they just sat and talked about what had happened during the day, or about what they hoped to do tomorrow or next week. Yes, Benji thought these happy times before they went to bed were the best part of the day. But then in the morning when he got up, he thought that was the best part of the day, because he had a whole new day to fill up with interesting things to do. Today had been the first day of school, and Benji was old enough to be a first grader. He had felt very excited in the morning when he and Ray left for school. The way his 5-year-old sister Ellen looked up to Benji made him feel grown up and important. But when he had gotten to school, he had not felt grown up at all. There were so many children in school who were older and bigger, and Benji felt quite small and lost. There for a while, he was not even sure he wanted to go to school. But he did not tell anyone, not even Ray, that he felt like this. But now it was evening. Benji looked at Mom. She was sitting on the rocking chair holding baby Toby, and right away Benji forgot all about school. He was remembering the exciting morning last summer when they came home from Uncle Mark's and discovered they had a baby brother. It had been the most wonderful, marvelous surprise Benji could remember. Dad had asked them that morning what they would like to name their little brother. And Benji had been puzzled that the baby did not already have a name. He thought babies all had...